Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I am glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, which is where you can find our show, all the different ways you can listen to the show. Thank you to all of you who have been using that. You can stream it, of course, as you've been able to do for over 10 years now. But you can also podcast it, which is pretty new within the last year. And you can subscribe by RSS. So lots of different ways you can listen to the show. We got thousands of archives of past shows, including the daily show that we do every weekday. And of course, we got thousands of articles that I've written or my Braintrust members have written. And we've got you can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out our blog, which is right there. We update that every weekday. So lots of good stuff there for you at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz. And that's where you can get small business answers now. We're having a little technical difficulty hooking up Peter Krieg, but I want to move on and talk about this idea about your gut and your head. Actually, I think there are three realms to your decision-making. And I've been thinking about this for many, many years, decades actually. And I've written a little bit about this as well. I think there are three realms to our decision-making process. There's our head, our heart, and our gut. Now, sometimes some people say your gut is your instincts. Guys think that it's instincts. Women use the word intuitive, intuition sometimes. But I still think it's the same thing. But I do believe that there are those three areas. And I think one of the most important things for you as an entrepreneur, and I'm saying entrepreneur now, and I mean that term not in a general way, but in a specific way, even more so than say being a business owner. Because when you're in the entrepreneur role as a business owner, that's when you're taking the most chances. That's when you're taking the most risks. That's when you're pushing the envelope the most, is when you're being entrepreneurial. You know, as you own a business, there are times when you're a business owner and you're more of an operator. You're more of an executor. You're more of a manager. And then there are times when you put the entrepreneur's hat on. You strap into the seat and suit up and launch into some new endeavor. Well, how do you decide where to go? How do you decide how far to go? And how do you decide when to go? How do you make the decision that you're going to take this next step, which by definition is a risk, because you've never been there before, or you've never done this before, or even if you have, this is a new thing that you're doing. Maybe you've done this once before, but today's a different day than the other day was, or a different city or a different place. So there's always risk involved. How do you know when to do all that? Well, I think you make those decisions in those three. Your decisions, I should say, are influenced by those three realms: the head, the heart, and the gut. Now, you might say, what does the heart have to do with a business decision? Well, it just does sometimes. Sometimes our... We have affections for, we have an affection, an affinity for certain things. We like doing certain things. We really enjoy certain things. It's an attraction. You know, it's and there's your heart's in it, and that's a really important thing for an entrepreneur, in my opinion, especially when you become the owner, when you become the manager, the executor. It's a really important thing to have the heart involved, because you need to love what you're doing. You need to have that affection for it, because when things get rough, as you've heard me say before, if you don't love it, you're not going to come back the next day. After the worst day of your life, why would you come back the next day if you didn't love it? So the heart is important in decision making. I think maybe, perhaps in many cases, the heart is the first motivator for taking risks. But the heart can be misleading, and that's where maybe the naivete can come in, maybe the impulsiveness can come in. So then you need the head to help out in the decision making process. And what is the head? How is the head involved? The head is involved with the empirical data. The head is the logical side. The head is where you say, okay, I love doing this, but do I have enough capital to make this happen yet? The heart's telling me I'm ready to go. I want to do this. But the head's telling me, you know what? I've done the numbers. I've added this up. I've subtracted, you know, I've added the things that need to be added. I've subtracted the things that need to be subtracted. I've done the math, and it's not quite ready. Or there's a piece of the puzzle that I don't have. Regardless of what the heart is saying, there's a piece of the puzzle, and I've got to be the grown-up. The head is saying, the head is contributing this to the process. The head's saying, I've got to be the grown-up in all of this. And I've got to be the one to say, we're not ready. Or, okay, we're going to set some goals. We're going to set some dates. We're going to set some parameters around which we'll go forward. And when we get to that date, when we accomplish these certain things, then even if we don't have everything we need to make the final decision, then we will make a decision. Or I should say, if we don't have everything we need to make us feel completely comfortable going ahead, then we'll make a decision. That's what the head does. And then there's the gut. And when we come back, I'll talk about the gut, how it influences decision making, and how to know when to listen to which one. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the keys? Have you had enough of mine?
10 years. 10 years.
Well, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's just you and me, and we're talking about the decision making process and the three, what I call the three realms of the decision making process: the head, the heart, and the gut. And the gut, you can, ladies, if you'd rather call it intuition, that's okay. Guys, if you want to call it instincts, that's okay. I think it's all the same thing. Those three: guts, instincts, and the gut, the instinct, or the intuition. Now, I talked about the head, how it makes decisions. It's a logical one. The heart is the impulsive one. Where all the affection is for something, some particular thing, and that it's good to fall in love with things. That can be good, but it also cannot be good. And so the third realm, though, is the gut, the instinct, the intuition. I think the gut is where experience is. I think the gut is the intuition, the instinct, whatever you want to call it. I think that's where your experience lies. I think that's where you go back and you say, okay, I love this idea. The numbers look right. But I've seen this before, or I've read about this before, or I've heard about this before, Or I'd lived this before. I've been there, done that, bought the T-shirt before. However you're recalling something, whatever your instincts are telling you, whatever your gut's telling you, that is a very important factor in your decision making process. And so what I'm encouraging you to do, what I'd like for you to do is I'd like for you to become more aware of those three realms. I'd like for you to partition them. If you know anything about computers, in the old days, in the early computers that I worked on back in the 70s, you know, they had partitions, and you know, everything was in a different partition. Well, I'd like for you to partition these three decision-making influencers: the head, the heart, and the gut. I'd like for them to be differentiated in your mind. I'd like for you to be able to literally call on each one of those realms, each one of those influencers, and check in with them. And literally say to yourself, okay, what's my heart telling me? Start with the heart. I think it's a good idea to start with the heart. I really do. What's my heart telling me? What is my affection for this deal? How committed am I to this? How much do I love this or not love it? When everything turns to mush, am I still going to want to do this? Is this something I'm going to want to fight for? That's your heart. Check with it first. Then say, okay, what does my head tell me? What do I know about a particular thing? What do I know about something? Whatever decision is in front of you, what is it that I know about this? What can I know about? What can I find out? What research can I do to find out more facts and figures, more empirical data? Who can I call to find out what this particular thing is, what it means? That's the head. And then once you have all that, you've checked with your heart, you've checked with your head, then check in with your gut. Check in with your instinct. Check in with your intuition, which I think is, as I said, the experience thing. The been there, done that thing. It's this underlying feeling that you have about this. Have you ever said, I got a good feeling about this, or I don't have a good feeling about this? Well, that's your gut talking to you. That's your gut saying, you know, is this. And, you know, and sometimes it makes you literally you get a sick feeling if it's not good, don't you? But check in with that. Check in with your gut. And I really think I recommend that you go in that direction: heart, head, and gut. And then you have to decide which one is the one you're going to listen to. Maybe they're all giving you go signs. Maybe they're... two of them are giving you, obviously if they're all three giving you no signs, then you don't want to do that. That's your decision. But if there's a conflict between, you know, the heart likes what you're looking at, the head says the numbers look right, the facts are okay, but the gut just doesn't quite want to get on board, this is where I think you separate the real entrepreneurs from the dreamers, and you learn how to make the right decision. And I think when you can do that, when you can learn how to check with all three of those realms of decision making, and you can have them play the kind of role that each one of them is supposed to play in any decision. By the way, folks, you can apply this to any decision that you're making, a little one or a big one. But when you can check in with all three of those realms and have them play the kind of role that they're supposed to play, and then you make a decision based on all of that, I think that's where we hit wisdom. I think that's how you get wisdom, ladies and gentlemen. And all of that, if you go through that process enough over time, you'll get really good at it. You'll become very wise. And of course, it doesn't hurt. It also doesn't hurt if you make a mistake or two. That'll give you wisdom too. Got to take a quick break. Right back with our good friend Tony Paradiso. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I hope I've been a soul, no way a policeman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.